The list is still developing, but the other contenders to host the 2024 Summer Olympics are Rome, Italy, and Hamburg, Germany, and they're paying close attention to their competition. Even the Pope has already blessed a group of Italian athletes.
Io non ci sarò, eh?
Noting with a laugh, he might not be alive to see where the 2024 Games end up. But not everyone in Italy is rooting for the Olympics to come to their country.
People here are very skeptical for the same reasons as always. We are a very corrupt country, and people think that whoever is going to be in charge of that might use the bid to take advantage to pocket money.
Massimo Oriani is a reporter for La Gazzetta dello Sport, Europe's biggest sports daily newspaper. He says Rome's bid is not up to its residents.
There's not been a vote, there's not going to be one. The bid has been submitted officially, so that's about it.
Oriani, who's covered the Red Sox and Celtics, favors the Boston bid.
Well, I follow it closely. I'm very interested because I feel like it would be great for the city of Boston. The city is probably the smallest they could get in the Olympics since, I think, Helsinki back in the 50s. Everything as close as possible would be a huge advantage.
Oriani covered the Beijing and London Olympics, where skepticism was a natural part of the planning process.
I still haven't heard a place that supposed to be hosting any big event where people are pro. They always see it as an annoyance, as long as it's clear that it doesn't come out of taxpayers' pockets and everything is out in the open, the costs. I think people should be happy.
But the process of totaling costs and income from investors and broadcasting deals is a long one. Anywhere. In Germany, Hamburg Olympic bid organizers are still drafting a budget.
It's going to cost about 2 billion euros just to build infrastructure.
Salman Mita is a sports reporter for the Munich Times and Sport Eagle TV in Germany.
Hamburg has been chosen to represent Germany in the Olympic bid. However, it is not official yet. There is still a referendum that has to be passed by the citizens of Hamburg. Most of them back an Olympic bid, but at the same time, they want to know the cost.
Mita says that for Germany, hosting represents something deeper than sports and tourism, reputation.
Germany wants to change their Olympic history. Berlin, 1936, was Hitler's games, and they want to change that. 72, of course, with the Munich massacre. So they want to change the history.
But there's no guarantee German voters will overcome their concerns about cost. That leaves three cities, Hamburg, Boston, and Rome, with uphill battles. And there are just 10 months to go before bids are due to the International Olympic Committee. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.